Charlie Burnell, founder of 360 and producer of Peter Pan.
Okay, awesome. Take me to the inception of bringing it here to Tyson's Corner. I mean, it's played other places, I assume, from the video. So tell me,
Well, we played in London in 2009, and then we came to the U.S. initially in 2010 and played San Francisco, Costa Mesa, Orange County, Chicago, Atlanta, and Boston. And we played long runs there, and we had a great time. Then we took the show took the 360 Theatre back to the UK to launch a new show. And but it was always our intention to bring Peter Pan back. And we thought long and hard about where to start the show, because where you launch it is really key. And I think everything just came together here. We certainly wanted to play close to DC at some point. And but Tyson's Corner was just a perfect fit for this, it being a family show, and the fact that that there are a lot of families living around here and people that we felt that would love the show, and the Tyson's Corner Center, we spoke to them and they were very supportive and encouraging, and we found the site here, and so here we are, and we're really excited to be here.
Awesome. Take me behind the idea of making this 360 experience.
It was a gradual thing. We knew we were going to do it in a tent, and we knew we were doing Peter Pan, and it was really only when we began to work with our designer, William Dudley. We thought that we may well do it completely in the round, as we do. he's a great exponent of the use of video in live theatre. He developed it very early on, and really around that time, edge blending in 2008, 2009 was relatively new, but we knew that was an opportunity, or he informed us that there was an opportunity to actually utilize a complete 360 degree image. And we thought, bearing in mind the flying sequences, that it could be a really good fit for the show, because actually the first thing we started with was, what is the best way to tell this story with everything we have at our disposal in the 21st century? And you don't want to shoehorn things in just for the sake of it. You think, does it serve the story? And we played around with it, and we workshopped flying with video and so on, and the results were so thrilling that we decided we had to do it.
Where does it actually project from? Is it from above?
No, it actually projects from under the stage, and so the image is projected above the heads of the audience.
Oh.
And so they're seeing each bit of the audience is seeing the projection from the opposite side of the stage, if you like.
Ah, I got you.
And it's 12 projectors, the end of which each blends with the next one.
How do you coordinate the flying so that, you know, you're not messing with the projection and all that stuff?
Practice.
Yeah.
it's like any of these things. You have to choreograph it and time it very carefully. You work out how you want to tell that part of the story, and where the lines fit in and how the music fits together. In many ways, that part of the show, the Flight to Neverland particularly, which lasts about 4.5 minutes, was put together like a movie. It fits together in a very specific way and is not really movable. They need to fly at the right time, in the right place, in front of the video, which is doing a certain thing, and the music works in the same way.
Describe to our listeners who, you know, maybe they've encountered, you know, the Mary Martin play, or, you know, just watched the TV live thing of Peter Pan, or the cartoon, or anything. Describe how this will be different sitting there, you know, even though they've seen those other ones. Why is this special to come out and see?
I think it is, as we always say, it's Peter Pan as you have never seen it before. It's J.M. Barrie's original story. Based it on his original script, but we adapted that script to tell the story and work well. It's still very much set in its period in 1904, but we've adapted it to work well for and to be accessible to a 2015 audience.
How about the casting? It's probably not the same cast that when you started, is it?
No. The Lost Boys are now Lost Men from when we started. We've cast entirely from scratch for this production. So lots of young actors.
Is this from London actors, Broadway?
We have one English actor that's flying in to play Stephen Carlyle, who's flying in to play Mr. Darling and Captain Hook. And everybody else is a US actor, I think, except for the boy who plays Michael Darling, who's English but US resident.
Who plays Pan? Does it keep with the tradition of a woman playing him, or do you mix it up?
Absolutely not. I'm glad you asked that, because that's one of the things I always felt strongly when we put this thing together. Peter Pan is a young boy and should be played by a young man. And
so you're bucking tradition.
You bet. Yeah, there's nothing traditional about this production except the fact that it's set in its period. We have a great young man playing Peter Pan, and the same with Tinkerbell, which is traditionally played by just a little light.
Right.
And the thing is, I always felt that Barry wrote such a vibrant, exciting, and feisty character that we really needed to cast an actor to give the audience the full value of that character. So that's what we do.
So it's an actor instead of a glowing light. Do you still have to clap to bring her back to life, or?
You certainly have to participate to bring her back to life. Particularly committed audience participation required to revive her, yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Any final words? Why should we come out?
Just this is Peter Pan as you've never seen it before. I think that there's an everlasting magic with Peter Pan. And if you think you've seen it, and you come and see this, you'll be glad you did, because there's never been anything quite like this.
All right, thanks. Oh, and one final question. After you guys wrap up here, I know it's here for a while, but do you know where you're taking it next?
We do, actually. I don't know whether we're...
Allowed to say it?
I'll tell you anyway. We're going to go to Houston next.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Not at all. My pleasure.